The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Hello and welcome aboard to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission each weekday at 11 a.m. is to provide you with the right tools for your toolbox to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to carry your business to victory, whether you own a small business or a 50-location car dealership, you're a franchise owner or dealer, or you're just an entrepreneur looking to launch your business or make your current business better. We will coach you through every play. We offer up ideas about website optimization, which is going to be our topic today, SEO, video SEO, what content and digital marketing is, also things about everything from payroll to tax issues. We're going to cover it all. So we're here to kind of be your partner within your business, kind of a sounding board for you to, you know, run ideas by and get, you know, harvest as much information you can from the program. Today, as I said earlier, we are going to be outlining the importance of an optimized website. And a lot of you may be shaking your head because you don't really know what that is, but we're going to talk about that as well. If you would like to join our program, you can call us at 646-716-8747 or email us a question at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about what Kyle and I do. We run a company called Video Broadcast Services, and essentially what we do is we partner with small to mid-sized businesses to provide them with the most effective SEO, video SEO, content, digital, and social media marketing. But we're also, we partner with them to kind of look at everything they're doing online and allow them to actually buy their marketing as opposed to leasing it. When you think of leasing a car, you turn the car in, you're not paying any more money, but your money's gone and so is your car. When you buy a vehicle, you pay for the car and you keep the car. So you've invested in that vehicle. That's what we allow our clients to do within their marketing. You know, as one potential customer said to me the other day, you know, it's nothing but a game out there and trying to market your business online. And we feel like we have that hidden jewel, that hidden gem, that almost that secret of really how to effectively market your business online. We'd be happy to help you if you'd like a free consultation and no obligation assessment of your website and your online marketing and even the other marketing that you're doing. We can show you some neat ways to fine-tune that as well. You can visit us at videobroadcastservices.com. You can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com, or you may call us at 888-996-9697. Okay, that was a little long-winded, but I like explaining what we do and explaining why we do our program, because it's important for you to understand that we're not here promoting our business. We're really here about helping you actually not only promote yours, but really fine-tune it and kind of dissect what's working, what's not working, and partnering with you kind of as a collective group, that harmonious circle of business people trying to work together and establish some great techniques to become successful or remain successful. But also, you know, we really want to ensure that, you know, we can provide you with any assistance that you need. So if you do have a website, product, service that you feel would be a huge help for our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. And again, you can reach us at 888-996-9697 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Well, let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here today. And really, yes, some great points you brought out about how we're here to help other businesses and partner with them and really share, you know, a lot of what we've come across and a lot of what we've experienced so that we can help other businesses as well, and especially with today's topic of, you know, website optimization. You know, we talk a lot about going to websites and seeing how they're, you know, they have a website, but there's really not anything driving that website, if you will. And so it's really an important topic, and hopefully we can give some information that really helps business owners, you know, take a second look at their website and really make sure that they're implementing some of the things that we suggest.
Right. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of the optimization of websites, I really kind of want to back up a little bit and dial it back to, you know, why we do what we do. And the radio show, we used to be on a different network, and we decided to move the platform over to Blog Talk Radio for several reasons, but one of the reasons that we wanted to do that is we knew that it had a broad-based business listenership, and we wanted to make sure that we could kind of key into that. And the reason for that is there's only so many hours in a day, and when you can only get in front of so many people via the phone, Skype, video chatting, or face-to-face, the same questions continually come up at the meetings, if, you know, from our clients. It's whether they're downloading the same frustrations, they're downloading the same issues that they're running up against, the challenges that you're experiencing and that are making you absolutely want to pull your hair out. Every other business owner is going through the same thing. And that's where a light bulb kind of went off, where we realized that, you know, collectively, you know, yeah, you know, there's competition out there and whatnot. And I've always learned an awful lot from my competition. I've always felt that, you know, competition is great. But everybody's going through the same thing, and everybody's clamoring. You know, every single dollar that you will ever make for your business is now in the checkbook or pockets of somebody else. And so, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to get their potential customer or client to part with that all-important dollar and buy their product or service. And we totally understand that. But there's certain things, because we're all about beta testing everything that we do. And when we do that, it then allows us to back up and say, okay, this was an unequivocal disaster, or this was an absolute win-win for the business. And so we're really trying to take those topics and download them into a radio show so that you can then take that information and integrate it into your business. And again, it was just after meeting with so many different people and listening to the same challenges all the time. And some of the topics I think we're going to get into, I don't want to use the word controversial, but they may strike a chord with some people. And, you know, it's everything from, you know, in fact, I just saw something online today about the 7 people that will kill your sales pitch to, you know, 7 types of personalities that will absolutely kill your sales pitch. And I think I've met all 7 and even 7 more in those. And that, you know, that's going to be a show in and of itself, because I think that a lot of times, you know, when I talk about getting, you know, controversial topics up there, I know many business owners are not understanding website optimization. They're not understanding how to effectively build a website. They don't understand SEO, video SEO, video marketing. They don't understand content marketing. And so what do? They hire someone that they think does. And, you know, I'm here to tell you that that's all great, but how many times, Kyle, have we had the conversation where we've met with a client, we get off either the phone or we leave a meeting and we say, wow, that was really surprising. That marketing manager was really not understanding how poorly the website was built. They're not really understanding, you know, the importance of SEO. Or worse, how many times have we gone into a meeting and, you know, a marketing manager or, you know, someone who's built a website has not even effectively optimized or, you know, really put the critical tools into their websites. And you know, it just, how is that going to then translate into their, you know, their employer's, you know, faith in what they're doing? And how does the business owner recognize that? So before we get into the nuts and bolts of what you need, and we will talk about that, Kyle, can you really talk about how a business owner is to gauge whether or not the person they've hired to do their work is competent, doing a good job, and delivering the results that they need? Because you hire it because you don't understand it or you don't have time, and I suspect it's the latter that they struggle with the most.
Yeah, I think it does come down to time, and in backing up even further, I mean, it used to be, and we always talk about doing business the old, you know, the old school way of doing with a handshake and skin on skin, which is really good and really important. But the way you market yourself has changed. The way you need to market your business has changed. It used to be, you know, you listed yourself in the yellow pages, and people were able to find you, and you did business locally. But now, you know, with the internet and with marketing online, I mean, it's just expanded so much, and you have to have that online presence and a solid online presence. And so the biggest thing that I can say in telling, you know, our listeners on if they've hired a competent person or the right person is, first and foremost, you know, ask for examples of work that they've done. Ask for some referrals of businesses that you know, that they've worked for that they can call up and give them a positive review. So those are, you know, obviously a couple of key things that the business owners can do right away to kind of, I mean, you're interviewing an employee per se. When you hire someone outside of your company to do marketing for you, I mean, sure, they're a contracted company, but they're, you know, in essence an employee, and you're hiring that employee. So it's important to ask the right questions and really, you know, get to know that person, ask for examples of work, what they've done, who they can contact, or who you can contact to, you know, to vet them even further and make sure that you are hiring the right person to do marketing for your company online. Because when it comes to online marketing, what can help your business can also equally hurt your business. And so you got to make sure that they're approaching it the correct way, the right way, and that they're really putting their best efforts forward.
Right. A lot of times when we, you know, we pre-qualify, we'll actually go look at their website and take a discriminating eye to it. And I'm really shocked at how many times people have outsourced a marketing company, website optimization, SEO company, and yet their own website is not optimized. It's not, you know, complete with SEO. And it's just, and I, in their defense, I will say sometimes that if you're so busy working for others, it's kind of like the, you know, the cobbler whose children do not have any shoes. So I will, you know, come to their defense and aid and state that very well could be the problem. But nonetheless, I do believe that you are a product of your service, and it's very important that you maintain your own website, even if it's, you know, burning the midnight oil to get that done, because that's one of the first things that we look at. I know you and I are very in tune to that, and making sure that we understand what the client's needs are. And it's very hard. I'm really surprised how many times we have gotten into a situation where a marketing manager, we always say, you know, a marketing manager who is sitting in on that meeting when we go into the meeting, and, you know, they get a little nervous thinking, well, you know, are these people going to come in and take my job? And the reality of it is, smart people would look at it and go, okay, this is exactly what I need. Because the reality of it is, a marketing manager really has to manage the marketing, and they simply don't have time to create it. This is where I think the huge disconnect comes. You know, I understand that, but it takes a really, in my opinion, a very smart and attentive person to recognize that you can't simply get it all done. And I think sometimes they just rely on, you know, whomever they happen to partner with to kind of make it happen. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot with, you know, with what's going on with the internet right now. I mean, I think people are more focused on just going after the next sale, next sale, next sale, as opposed to fostering relationships with their clients long term, so you have that repeat business. You and I are pretty evangelical about the business process, and you know, we've not worked for people who we felt were not a good fit for us, and yet we also would say that we've been in business meetings where we can tell that the client's best interest is not really being put forth based on, you know, the marketing managers, whether it's their lack of ability, lack of knowledge, you know, a lot time, knowledge, whatever you want to call it. They really stumble on that sometimes, and you know, a lot of times to the detriment of the, unfortunately, the employer, which is really kind of sad because that's a lot of money. I am shocked at the amount of money that people are willing to spend for online services, and they really they don't have a tangible product at the end of it, which is really kind of sad. So, Kyle, let's get into the nuts and bolts, the meats and potatoes of what a fully optimized website looks like, and you know why it's so important. I know you're very fluent in this. I will, you know, let you download that information for our listeners.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the important things to look at, and this is, you know, how many websites have we gone to where you go to a website and the company, you know, for instance, the company has hired, and these are just some of the basics. You might want to pull out a pen and paper for this and write this stuff down and take a look at it yourself. But for instance, a company will hire a, you know, a photographer to come in and take some high resolution images of the office space or of the employees, for bios and so forth, and then when they get those images, they get them in a high, you know, high resolution. And we're, you know, we're talking, you know, sometimes 10 plus megabytes per picture. And so, how many times have we gone to a website and you click on something and then it just starts loading, and a piece of the picture hits, and another piece of the picture hits, and another piece of the picture hits, and it's just taking forever to load? That not only kills your on-site optimization because your load times are so slow, but it also kills your visitor retention because, you know, we want a website when we go to, we want it to load fast and quickly. And if it's taking forever to load, we're going to end up leaving. And so, one of the most basic things that we can do to our websites is, you know, make sure that our images are reduced in file size and that they're also optimized. You know, like if you have an image that says, you know, image 1908.jpg, and you upload that to your website, you know, that's what Google's looking at. Is that the file name? And so change the file name. If you're a veterinarian service, change it to something that you're looking to target or that it's speaking to, like, you know, operationonadog.jpg, if that's what the image is. So there's little things that you can do like that, that really also helps with the optimization of your website. You know, your page loading time. Also hosting, you know, other assets outside of your website, such as loading a video onto YouTube and then embedding it on your website. That way the load time is on YouTube and not on your website. You don't want to just upload a big video to your website. But there's really some great things that that people can look out, that, you know, that they can go to Google for. Like, for instance, Google has a great PDF out there. You know, if you type in search engine optimization starter guide, they have a great starter guide that kind of walks through some first steps and things like that that you can take to optimize your website and make sure that it's optimized. Another thing that a lot of people forget is to have a sitemap of your website. Now, what a sitemap is it's kind of a hierarchical structure of the pages, posts, and everything else that you have going on in your website. And then Google bots are able to look at that and index that accordingly. And it really gives them a good structure to look at for your website. And so having a sitemap is really important. And then submitting that sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools is also very important. If you have different URLs, for your website. So, for instance, say when someone goes to your website, it's just http.yourwebsite.com. you want to make sure that when you index or when you submit your website to Google Webmaster Tools, that you're doing the http://, but you're also submitting it, you know, with the www. If you have a secure website with an https, you want to also make sure to submit that. So you're submitting your website three different times. If you have a, you know, if you have a secure, if it's not secure, you're at least submitting it twice, one with the www and one without. And so these are some really basic things that steps that can be taken immediately to really help the on-site optimization of a person's website.
Yeah, Kyle, also talk about, you know, what the other thing that I run into all the time is people will build a website and they just will leave it. It's the equivalent of a retail store setting their windows and then just not changing them for 5 years. I'm a little surprised that with the amount of time that people spend on the internet, why business owners are not recognizing the importance of, yes, an optimized website if they know what that is, but even a current one, even if it's not optimized. I look at some of the dates on the bottom and they're 2005, 2007. The information is outdated, you know. And well, I'm going to come to the defense of the business owner to say that they probably had somebody build their website. They probably don't know where the website is even being hosted. They don't know the login information. Talk a little bit about the importance of that, of being able to retain that information. And, you know, it virtually takes just a few minutes to archive that information somewhere on your smartphone, on your computer, somewhere, so that if you do need to get into the back end of that, talk about using your own credit card for your hosting as opposed to your, you know, your web designer doing that. Because what happens if he moves to Bali and you never hear from him again and his credit card expires and your site goes down and you don't even know it? So can you give a snapshot of the importance of retention of that information, the login information, the importance of making sure that the hosting is coming out of your checkbook and not theirs, or at least if you are doing that, make sure you're working with a reliable company, and, you know, the importance of ensuring that they keep their websites up to date.
Yeah, so it's important that we always, you know, that we always maintain control of our websites, because like you said, anything can happen to anyone at any time. And so if someone has...
Keys to your house, essentially. It's the keys to your house.
Exactly. It really is. And you know, so if you hire a web developer to build a website, and then they go in and they buy your domain for you under their account, and they set up your website under their hosting account, then you don't have the keys to your house. You don't have... And so you've really left it up to someone else to kind of... who has full control of that, and anything can happen at any time. And so it's really important that when you hire someone to build a website, which if you don't know how to build a website, you should hire someone to build a website, that you maintain the control of that, that you set up your own domain registrar, either through GoDaddy, Bluehost, or wherever else, and that you also set up your own hosting account that your website's hosted on, and that you always maintain control over that. Like I said before, there's a lot of, you know, it's important if you don't know how to build a website, you need to hire someone to do it, because there's a lot of free programs out there where you can, you know, log on and build a cool website or a quick website, you know, that they say. Even GoDaddy has a website builder that's just kind of like a drag and drop feature. But what you're missing out on is that there's a lot of optimization that your website will not have. And it's really, it will kill your business in the long run. So you might save a little bit of money up front, but in the long term, you're going to lose a lot of business. And that's really where it hurts you, because you're still going to have, once you realize that, you're still going to have to go back through the process of building a website. And then it also comes down to, you know, we're in this information age where technologies and what drives consumers changes so rapidly. And so really it's important to update your website regularly. Make sure that it's updated, especially as technologies change. Make sure that you're using the latest technology. And that also goes into play with the security of your website, because if you built a website on an old platform And there were some, you know, as security issues arise, they have fixes for those. But if you're still running on the old platform and you don't have the new platform, your website is now vulnerable to attack. And so not only is it good practice for security, it's good practice for load time, it's good practice for outside optimization, and it's good practice for your consumer experience to make sure that you have an updated website and that you update it frequently.
Right. We're also going to be doing a show about the appropriate content, you know, specifically what your website needs, and we won't get into too much of that today. We're talking really about the structure of your website. You know, we'll do another show about the content that you absolutely need in there. But also, while we're on the subject, Kyle, about, you know, the importance of websites, I cringe every time I see the TV ads for those free websites. I know you can probably go on a whole show about that alone, but can you talk a little bit about why those websites, aside from aesthetically looking so of poor quality, I can say right out of the gate, it's watermarked with their logo. Can you talk a little bit to our listeners just about avoid? It's not something that you should do.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, is that not only are you losing the optimization, but again, you don't own that website. So, for instance, a lot of times we'll say, yeah, you can get a free website, and then in order to get certain features, you've got to start the upsell begins, and you always have to host it on their platforms. And so you really, again, it goes back to you owning the keys to your house and owning your website and not, you know, outsourcing it for where someone else has all the control of your website. But then again, you're losing a lot of the optimization of your website that you're not going to get through these free website builders. You're also losing a lot of a lot of control because, you know, like I said again, they're hosting it on their platforms, on their servers. Not on your own, and then and it's going to cost you in the long term in lost revenue because your website, just because you have a website built does not mean that your website is going to be found. Those are two totally different things. There are, you know, millions of websites going up every day. So what's making your website why is your website going to be found over everyone else's website? And so just having a website does not mean that your business is going to get found and that it's going to increase your business. You still have to optimize that website and have that on-site optimization and have it updated in order for it to be found, indexed, and indexed correctly.
Right, and one could make the argument that a lot of mom and pops will gravitate towards those because they lack the time, knowledge, and money to build a more elaborate website. But the reality of it is the mom and pops are really the ones that are struggling the most to get the traffic to their website because they're not a well-known name. They do not have the seniority within the major search engines to get that. And in most cases, they're just not enough. It's very niche. There's not a lot of content up there. And it really doesn't bode well for them to take that route, but I understand why they do it. The path of least resistance, if you will, allows them to go in and a couple of clicks here and there, and then boom, they build up their website. They talk about also about, we'll do social media posts for you. We could probably do a whole show about that as well. So I guess it goes down to everything. Talk about on the program that, you know, if you're taking these shortcuts in terms of trying to create traffic to your website, trying to create a well-optimized website, trying to create a strong social media presence, you know, taking these shortcuts to, you know, thinking that it's the path to victory for online marketing, you could not be more wrong. And it's really important to kind of take a look at what you're doing. If you're just starting your business, you know, it's one of those things where you really should be building your website at least every 12 to 18 months. You should be putting out a new website. So, you know, it's okay when you first get going to maybe not build the most expensive website, but there are, as Kyle outlined earlier, there are some, you know, mandates that you must have in order for that website to be found. And it's really important that you do the legwork in the beginning to push out a well-designed, a well-thought-out website, a well-optimized website, you know, you've got to have it all, or you're really going to struggle. And I think that a lot of people end up giving up. They really believe that, okay, I built this website, all this traffic's going to be coming to my website. I mean, how many times have we built a website for somebody, Kyle, and if we're not quite complete or there's just some other information that we need to get together and we've lied to the website, we've had a client go, oh, but it's not done. But it doesn't matter because we have not started driving the traffic over to it as well. So it's,
right.
You know, no traffic is no traffic. So it doesn't matter. And a lot of times we'll partner with a client to not only build their website, but to also do the video marketing for them. And they'll say, well, I don't really want to start until the new website's done. Well, it doesn't matter because really what we're doing, the structure of what we do, the earlier you can start, the better, because as you've said many times to clients, Kyle, the one on the internet that makes the most noise wins, and that's really what you have to be thinking about. And one component of that is to ensure that you have a well-built, fully optimized, chock-full of content website. I mean, some of the tips that you gave are so simple, and yet we run into that time and time again. You know, a simple thing like renaming the file for a JPEG image that's on your website that I don't, you know, we've seen web designers do that where they don't go in and do that. I don't quite understand that, but, you know, whether or not they just think, well, the client's never going to know, you know, whether or not I did that, so it really doesn't make a difference, but it does. It makes a huge, huge difference. In the last couple minutes of our program, Kyle, can you talk a little bit about anything else that you want to add in there in terms of, you know, the optimization of the website, the marketing of that website, and the maintenance of that website?
Yeah, I mean, it goes, you know, we talked about load time images, resizing images, and so on to make sure that your website does load quickly. I mean, everyone, there's not a person not listening to our show that does not hate a website that loads slowly. And if you're on a website that's loading slowly, you are going to be clicking off, and you're not going to be staying on, and your website's not going to rank well, because that's one of the things that Google also looks at is the page load time. But secondly, you know, cheap is not better. You know, when it comes in terms of hosting, when it comes in terms of hosting your website, you want to make sure that you have a good hosting platform that is also an optimized platform that provides security for your website, that also supplies, quick response time. Another thing is that you want to always make sure that your website is that you're clearing the cache of your website. And then, you know, if you're having a WordPress website back in, there's a lot of great plugins like WP Cache is one, for instance, that will cache your website. And that's basically clearing the history of your website and keeping it clean so that, you know, that also increases the website load time. But what's also most importantly now with Google's latest update is that your website has to be mobile ready. If your website is not mobile ready and mobile optimized, meaning that your website will load properly and correctly on any type of device, no matter how big or small it is, your website is being dinged right now, and you're losing traffic and sales because that's out of Google's latest update. That's one of the things they looked at because they know we're moving into a mobile friendly society, and a lot of more people are using their iPads and iPhones and Droids and so forth to search online. And if your website is not optimized to be able to fit those devices, Google is not going to be showing your website in the top searches. And the reason they're doing that is because everyone using their search engine is their client and their customer. And if they're not providing their clients and customers with the most relevant, optimized content that they can, they go out of business. And so, it's really a smart business decision for them. And really, I'm surprised it hasn't taken place sooner with requiring the websites are mobile optimized.
Right. Even the smartphones are getting bigger. And I believe that they're designing them that way just because of that, because so many people are starting to use their smartphones for just about everything. And, yeah, Google rolled out that latest update. That's one of the things that we, you know, are vigilant about in terms of staying up with what the latest and greatest news is out of Google and YouTube for that matter, and making sure that all of our clients are in compliance with that to ensure that they're not losing traffic and sales because of that. Super, super, super important. If anybody would like an analysis of their website, we'd be happy to provide that. You can reach us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We have a great development team that can construct an optimized and powerhouse your online presence with a slick, state-of-the-art website. We've built them for plastic surgeons, dermatologists, veterinarians, assisted living, nursing homes, car dealers. I mean, we can do it. And that really is probably the first step in terms of transforming your online presence. I love it when we get to a client's office and their website is perfect. It's refreshing to see that, but I would say 99% of the time, we always find issues with the websites. We're happy to provide you with an analysis of your website. I know we downloaded quite a bit of information here today about an optimized website. If I can stress anything to you out of this program today, it is the importance of having your website represents your business. It's the first step. It's your mannequin. It's your silent seller of your product or services long before they pick up the phone and call you or stop into your showroom, your waiting room, your business. They want to see your online presence. 99% of consumers will pre-qualify you either through your website or your Facebook page. Much like an employer will do, they'll check out your Facebook page and see what you've been up to, so to speak. So it's extremely important that you above anything else, you really let someone take a look at your website if you don't know specifically what you're looking for in terms of what you need. But 12 to 18 months is really kind of becoming the standard in terms of transforming your website. If you know your website was built back in 2005, it's time to take a look at that and do something about it. Again, our program is coming to an end for today. I believe tomorrow we're going to be talking about effective social media, and get this, etiquette, social media etiquette. Imagine that. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you do find this information useful and you can apply some of the information that we download to your business, to your personal life, wherever. And if you're starting a business, we really hope that you're taking this information and really putting it into its proper context and applying it, because you will save yourself money, time, and unfortunately a lot of agony. So it's something to really, you know, take advantage of, because we've been there, done that, and we really are here to make sure that we help you. We really want to be, you know, your partner in your business and helping you maximize everything that you do, maximize your profits, maximize your time, and enjoy being an entrepreneur, because it is a lot of fun, a lot of work, a lot of fun, a lot of stress, but I wouldn't have it any other way. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept, an idea, or if you have an useful product, information for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available and to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing and allowing our customers and clients to thrive in today's competitive online marketplace. Again, have a great day, and until next time, we'll see you then.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.